Hamaninamanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Harenama Harenama Harenamaiva Kevalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is an excerpt from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, as given to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This is the portion of the Ratha Yatra festival as described in the Madhya Leela, the part where Maharaj Prataparudra gets the ultimate mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting in ecstatic love, Maharaj Prataparudra entered the garden. Following Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's instructions, the king had given up his royal dress. He now entered the garden in the dress of a Vaishnava. Maharaj Prataparudra was so humble that with folded hands he first of all took permission from all the devotees. Then, with great courage, he fell down and touched the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was lying on the ground with his eyes closed in ecstatic love and emotion, and the king very expertly began to massage the legs of the Lord. The king began to recite verses about the Rasa Leela from Srimad Bhagavatam. He specifically recited the chapter from the 10th canto known as Gopi Gita, beginning with the words, Jayati Dedikam. When Lord Chaitanya heard these verses, he was pleased beyond limits, and he said again and again, Go on reciting, go on reciting. As soon as the king recited the verse beginning with the words, Tavakatamritam, the Lord immediately arose in ecstatic love and embraced the king. Upon hearing the verses recited by the king, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, You have given me invaluable gems, but I have nothing to give you in return. Therefore, I am simply embracing you. After saying this, Lord Gauranga began to recite the same verse again and again. Both the king and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were trembling and tears were flowing from their eyes. Davakatamritam tapta jivanam kavipariditam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam Srimadatatam Huvi Grinandiye Buridajana. The gopis sang, My Lord, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those who are always aggrieved in this material world. These narrations are transmitted by exalted personalities and they eradicate all sinful reactions. Whoever hears these narrations attains all good fortune. These narrations are broadcast all over the world, and they are filled with spiritual power. Indeed, those who spread the message of Godhead are certainly the most munificent welfare workers. After hearing the recitation of this verse, Lord Gauranga immediately embraced the reciter, King Prataparudra, and he cried out, "You are the most munificent. You are the most munificent." At this point, Lord Chaitanya did not even know who the king was. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy was aroused because of the king's previous service. Therefore, without even asking who he was, the Lord immediately bestowed his mercy upon him. For the king had swept the road for Lord Jagannath with a golden broom. How powerful is the mercy of Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Without even inquiring about the king, Lord Chaitanya made everything successful. Finally, Lord Gauranga said, "Who are you? You have done so much for me. All of a sudden you have come here and made me drink the nectar of the pastimes of Lord Krishna." The king replied, "My lord, I am the most obedient servant of your servants. It is my ambition that you will accept me as the servant of your servants." At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed some of his divine opulences to the king, and he forbade the king to disclose this to anyone. Although within his heart, Lord Gauranga knew everything that was happening, externally he did not disclose it, nor did he reveal that he knew he was talking with King Prataparudra. Seeing the Lord's special mercy upon King Prataparudra, all the devotees praised the king's fortune, and their minds became open and blissful. Submissively offering prayers to the devotees with folded hands, and offering obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, King Prataparudra went outside. After this, Vaninath Roy brought all kinds of prasad, and Lord Gauranga accepted lunch with the devotees. The king also sent a large quantity of prasad through Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, and Vaninath Rai. The prasad sent by the king had been offered at the Balagandhi festival, and it included uncooked milk products and fruits. It was all of the finest quality, and there was no end to the variety. There was curd, fruit juice, coconut, mango, dried coconut, jackfruit, various kinds of bananas, and palm fruit seeds. There were also oranges, grapefruit, tangerines, almonds, dried fruit, raisins, and dates. There were hundreds of different types of sweetmeats like Manohara Ladu, sweets like Amrita Gutika, and various types of condensed milk. There were also papayas and Saravati, a type of orange. Also crushed squash. There was also regular cream, fried cream, and a type of puri made with cream. There were also sweets like harivallabha and sweets made of cenote flowers, kapoor flowers, and malati flowers. There were pomegranates, sweets made with black pepper, sweets made with fused sugar, and amriti jilipi. There was also lotus flower sugar, a kind of bread made from urd dal, crispy sweetmeats, sugar candy, fried rice sweets, sesame seed sweets, and cookies made from sesame seeds. There were sweetmeats made from sugar candy in the form of oranges, lemons, and mangoes, along with fruits, flowers, and leaves, all made from sugarcane candy. There was yogurt, milk, butter, buttermilk, fruit juice, a preparation made of fried yogurt and sugar candy, and salty mung dal sprouts with shredded ginger. There are also various types of pickles, lemon pickle, berry pickle, and so on. Indeed, I, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, am not able to describe the variety of food offered to Lord Jagannath. When Lord Chaitanya saw half the garden filled with a variety of prasad, Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Indeed, Lord Gauranga was fully satisfied just to see how Lord Jagannath accepted all the food. Then there arrived 5 or 7 loads of plates made of the leaves of the Ketaki tree. Each man was supplied 10 of these plates, and in this way the dishes were served. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood the labor of all the kirtan chanters. Therefore, he was very eager to feed them sumptuously. All the devotees sat down in lines, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally began to distribute prasad. However, the devotees could not accept the prasad until Lord Gauranga took it first. It was Swarup Goswami who informed the Lord of this. Swarup Damodar said, "My Lord, would you please sit down? No one will eat until you do." At that time, Lord Gauranga sat down with his personal associates and fed every one of them very sumptuously until they were filled to the necks. After finishing, the Lord washed his mouth and sat down. There was so much extra prasad that it was distributed to thousands of people. Following the orders of Lord Chaitanya, Govinda, his personal servant, called for the poor beggars. They were very unhappy due to their poverty, and so the Lord fed them sumptuously. Observing the beggars eating prasad, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, "Haribo!" and instructed them to chant the holy name. As soon as the beggars chanted the holy name, "Haribo!" they were immediately absorbed in ecstatic love of Godhead. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed wonderful pastimes. Outside the garden, when it was time to pull Jagannath's car once again, all the workers called Gaudas tried to pull, but the car would not move forward. When the Gaudas saw that they could not budge the car, they abandoned their attempts. Then the king arrived in great anxiety, and he was accompanied by his officers and friends. The king arranged for big wrestlers to try to pull the car, and even the king himself joined in. But the car could not be moved. Becoming even more eager to move the car, the king had very strong elephants brought forth and harnessed to the car. The strong elephants pulled with all their strength, but still the car remained at a standstill, not budging even one inch. As soon as Lord Gauranga heard this news, he went there with all of his personal associates. They then stood there and watched the elephants try to pull the car. The elephants, being beaten by the elephant goad, were crying, but still the car would not move. The assembled people cried out, "Alas!" At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu let all the elephants go free and placed the car's ropes in the hands of his own men. Lord Gauranga then went to the back of the car and began to push with his own head. It was then that the car began to move and ramble along, making a rattling sound. Indeed, the car began to move automatically, and the devotees simply carried the rope in their hands. Since it was moving effortlessly, they did not need to pull it. When the car moved forward, everyone began to chant with great pleasure, "Jai! Jai! All glories to Lord Jagannath!" No one could hear anything else. In a moment, the car reached the door of the Gundicha temple. Upon seeing the uncommon strength of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the people were struck with wonder. The crowd made a tumultuous vibration chanting, "Jai Gaurachandra! Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya!" Then the people began to chant, "Wonderful! Wonderful!" Seeing the greatness of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Prataparudra Maharaj and his ministers and friends were so much moved by ecstatic love, their hair stood on end. All the servants of Lord Jagannath then took the Lord down from the car, and the Lord went to sit on his throne. Subhadra and Balaram also sat on their respective thrones. Then there was the bathing of Lord Jagannath, and finally the offering of food. While Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram, and Subhadra sat on their respective thrones, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees began to perform Sankirtan with great pleasure, chanting and dancing in the yard of the temple. While Lord Gauranga was chanting and dancing, he was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. All the people who saw him were also flooded in the ocean of love of Godhead. In the evening, after finishing his dancing in the yard of the Gundicha temple, the Lord observed the arati ceremony, and thereafter he went to a place called Aitota and took rest for the night. Thus ends this narration from the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.